It is excellent to have your company. My name is Andrew Mierke, and this is the show Never Heard That. Today's feature track is called Press Play from US band Stone Temple Pilots from their 1996 album Tiny Music, Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop. This track happens to be the shortest one that I have featured on these podcasts, coming in at less than a minute and 20, but in my opinion, it is a very worthwhile addition. This is because it was the opening track on the band's third album and was a perfect signifier that this band had gone through a pretty significant transformation. Formed initially as the band Mighty Joe Young in 1989, early 1990, and after recording a demo tape, the band's first gig was supporting the legendary Henry Rollins, he of Black Flag and Henry Rollins Band fame. As they were recording their first album, they became aware that the name Mighty Joe Young had been claimed already, and they came up with the Stone Temple Pilots as they liked the STP Motor Oil stickers. Their debut album, Core, which included tracks from their original demo, was released in late 1992 and reached number 3 on the Billboard album charts. They did have detractors, though, who labelled them as grunge imitators. Interestingly, in a January 1994 Rolling Stone poll, the band was simultaneously voted Best New Band by Rolling Stone readers and Worst New Band by the magazine's Music Critics. The band certainly had the last laugh as they won a 1994 Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock Performance for their single Plush. Second album, Purple, was released in 1994 and debuted at number 1. Second single, Interstate Love Song, replaced first single, Vaseline, at number 1 on the rock charts and stayed there for a record-breaking 15 weeks. For third album, Tiny Music, the band lived together for the duration of the recording process. Released in 1996, the album was a massive change from the sound that they had employed for their first two albums, as they stayed away from the hard rock grunge style that had been the hallmark to their amazing success. This was a really brave thing to do, and it led to a mixed reaction on release. It is worth pointing out that Rolling Stone, who had been rather dismissive of the band, identified the album as their best work to date. I subscribe to that as well. If you like the grunge sound, then it is hard not to like the band's first two albums, but for me it was hard to discern them from a whole range of other bands that were around at the same time. When you listen to Tiny Music, you can hear a musically adventurous and mature band on show. Right from the word go, with today's track Press Play, you know that there is something different going on with the band. But the sad thing is that this is where things started to go really bad with singer Scott Weiland, and the band began to suffer seriously. There was a lot of publicity of his run-ins with drugs and the law, and it got to the point where they had to pull out of a big tour supporting this album. Peter Criss from the band Kiss, who they were to be supporting, stated, "I just pray for the guy and hope that he gets himself better, because they really are a great band." Although the Stone Temple Pilots kept going with Weiland falling in and out of the band and with other vocalists temporarily brought in, it does feel as though we never got to see them reach the awaiting pedestal that was theirs to take. Weiland himself ended up dying of a drug overdose in 2015, so a reunion will never be possible. Here is an indicator of a band in change, and there is a lot of good songs that follow it. This is the track Press Play from US band Stone Temple Pilots from their 1996 album Tiny Music, Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop. Thank you.